This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome
so blue.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. So 3 more hours of gardening question and answer, or just listening to me talk about different things in the garden. And we've talked about a number of things already, obviously. Talked about some ice melt. Talked about some, you know, different things to be doing with our perennials at this point, right? Perennials, roses, those things. Because we're at the time of year where we're kind of still in between, right? I know it sounds a little crazy because it's almost January. But we are in between because we've had some ups and downs temperature-wise. And it's just been kind of crazy with the way the weather has gone and what it's done to our lawns, our gardens, and everything. And when you say what's done, well, we talked about it first thing. The lawn is going to be affected majorly by this because we've had some freeze thaw on the grass itself. And if we've walked over it or, you know, done anything over it because it has no snow, we are probably affecting the roots. And by probably, we definitely are affecting it. By walking over it, we're doing damage. And we're breaking the blades off of the root system. So definitely stay away from it on some of those cold, cold days. We've had some warm weather, so we're able to, you know, do it without an issue. But some of those days where it gets real cold, stay off of it as much as possible. Now, what can we be doing this upcoming month? Well, I know it's going to sound a little strange, but after I just said stay off the lawn on certain times, well, if the weather permits, you can go onto the lawn, and some of these times, this is when you could, you know, clean up the rest of the leaves that you might not have gotten to. You know, I know myself, I've been, really haven't been able to do a lot of physical labor. I'm just really getting back into it. And so I cleared as much of the leaves as I could back in the beginning of November, but I didn't get whatever fell after. And I want to get it at least off the lawn areas that I am concerned with, right? I'm the type that, you know, put all the leaves into one area or push them to a couple different areas, let them kind of break down and help the soil. I don't have a lot of understory plants at the moment because we've been cleaning up a lot of it. I have a few in the front, but they're protected on a few sides. I take those leaves and move them to the woods so that it will help create a better soil structure there. Because eventually a lot of the trees in my backyard are going to come down. And I want to have some great soil there. Now for you, is that what you want to do? Put them into one area? Great. If not, put them into those planting beds. Put them into the perennials, the roses, the hydrangeas that we were just talking about. Like I said, in the garden center, we saw the majority of the replacement plants this past year were in perennials and roses versus trees and shrubs. Now, obviously, there were some trees and shrubs that were replaced, but because of the way the weather was, we started to see the way the weather was last year with the drought and everything, we saw the more herbaceous type plants have issues. And those were the roses, perennials, hydrangeas. So if you haven't already, let's protect them. Let's use those leaves. And you can use pine needles, you can use leaves, whatever's there, push them into the beds if you haven't already. It's going to give you that extra layer of protection, right? So that's something you can be doing. Now, if it's warm enough, I might try to do some on Tuesday, some of that cleanup, if the ground hasn't frozen. It should be warm enough, but, you know, look to the weather to see. You don't want to walk on frozen lawn or garden. You're hurting the underneath. You're hurting the root system. What else can we be doing, right? You know, we talked about taking a look at some of the plants you want for the spring. Doesn't necessarily mean the ones you're going to grow indoors, right? Doesn't necessarily mean vegetables or fruit or those things. It could be perennials. Do some research on perennials. Do some research on roses. Do some research on shrubs and trees. Hydrangeas would be one to add some color for the season, right? Maybe go to your local garden center. Some of these areas, some of these places right now are probably having some of the year-end sales. Get rid of some of the Christmas product, right, that you might use. Or, you know, hey, maybe they're having houseplant sales. Maybe they're having some sales out there. Just take a look and see. This is a good time of year to maybe have some more plants indoors. You know, take a look at the houseplants you have right now and say, do I need to repot some of these? And will this be a good time? Because the plant's going to go into dormancy for the winter months. Right? Do I get the good soil? Did I get the good soil, I should say? And that good soil coming from a spoma, right? Making sure you get some of their... they're different blends of potting soil. They're different styles, right? They have some great soils for you to use when you're repotting this time of year. You know, their organic potting mix is a great one. They get a seed starter for this time of year, but I don't want you to just stop at those two. Now, if you're repotting something like a cactus or an orchid or an African violet or a bonsai, they have specific soils for each of those. Now, cactus isn't just, their cactus mix isn't just for cactuses. It's actually for succulents, citrus, and palms. So you should think about that, like, right? Don't just think I'm going to just get potting soil for my citrus plant or my palm tree. Again, not all soil is created equal. And Espoma always has said, you know this by their touch test, you'll feel the difference. You'll see the difference. Remember, all the Espoma soils have mycotone in it. Right, it's got the proprietary blend of mycorrhizae to ensure your plants grow deeper roots and more beautiful blooms. So take a look at the different soils they have for the different plant. because an orchid doesn't use the same potting soil as a like a ZZ plant or a fiddle leaf fig. They're not the same soil. So take a look at it. You know, if you're going to start seeds, Espoma Seed Starter Mix, one of a kind. Awesome mix. Something I definitely recommend you looking at getting if you're doing seeds. There's some seed starter mixes out there, but Espoma is one of the best. And I think it is the best. And I'm not saying that because of the relationship we have. I'm saying it because I've actually done the touch test. It's one of the better ones out there. So, with all these things, we're bringing houseplants in. You know, we've already brought them in, and if you haven't repotted them, maybe you should look at it and see. Easy way to check, put your hand over the base of the plant where the pot is. Flip it upside down. Now you're holding the plant and the soil in. If it's loose, probably not time to repot. But if you can pull the pot off and the whole root ball stays together, probably time to repot it. Go up maybe an inch or two on the pot. We can discuss how to check that out on the other side of the break. Questions, call us. 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we were talking about repotting some of our plants, right? And those are things we can be doing right now, even if you brought the plants in a while ago. Now, one thing I want you to remember is repotting doesn't always necessarily mean changing the planter. Sometimes we know we got to change some of the soil out. Maybe the plant's not doing as well, right? Maybe it's just too wet or something's going on with the soil. Who knows? But you can replace the soil, and what that means is new nutrients in the soil. So that's an option as well. But when you're picking out a new planter for an upgrade on a plant that you know you need to repot, right? Maybe it's pot bound, or maybe it's something, right? Maybe you know it needs to get repotted. For like tabletop planters, so, you know, usually the smaller planters, we're looking to go no more than 2 inches larger in diameter. Right? So an inch on either side. Whereas floor plants or your bigger pots, right, we look to get 4 inches in diameter, so 2 inches on either side, right? Our ones that are on the floor or, you know, on the ground are more likely to not need to be repotted as often, whereas the smaller pots, closer to light, maybe you're paying attention to them a little bit more. Those are the ones that need a little bit more love, a little more everything. That's why the little ones only go a couple inches, because they're going to grow quicker, and you don't want to go too big, because too big actually overwhelms the plant. Whereas the bigger plants, they need that because their roots are bigger. Everything's bigger for them, right? So those are the major difference in it. Again, choose the right soil. We talked about the Espolma soils. Look at those perfect soils for what you're looking to do. Now, for the real small plants, we don't want to go huge. Maybe it's an inch bigger on the planter. It's like a half an inch on either side, right? That means you're basically going from a 3-inch pot to a 4-inch pot, or a 4-inch pot to a 5-inch. I think you get the idea there. Where the majority of plants, you're going to go from like an 8 to a 10 to a 12 to a 14 to a 16, right? Those plants are going to be pretty big at that point. Now, the container is up to you on what you want to do, where it's going, right? There's all sorts of planters. There's planters with drainage holes, without drainage holes. There's planters with saucers. There's planters, you know, that are clay. There are glazed planters. There are different planters for orchids, right? All of those are ones that you want to take a look at. So just some things to be thinking about when it comes to repotting. It's not just about, you know, I'm just going to go one size up. What is it? What are the things that we can do? And that's what we want to look at. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're got plenty of time left if you have some questions. I know it's a New Year's Day, so you're probably sleeping in because you're going to be up late tonight. If I see midnight, I'll be surprised. Usually, it's not like it used to be with little ones, right? Anyways, questions, call us. We are live, so we can give you the answer today. Again, our phone number, 855-660-4261. Now, on the other side of the break, we'll do a quick lesson in the steps of what to do to repot your plant. So we talked about all the soil. We talked about, you know, what to do for picking out everything. Let's talk about how to actually do it. So we're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA News Update. New York City is preparing for New Year's Eve in Times Square.
The NYPD states that there are no specific credible threats. Chief of the department, Jeffrey Madry, outlines what attendees can expect.
We will be guided to one of our pins. There will be wanding everyone for safety. Just a reminder, again, no backpacks, no duffel bags, large packages, no alcohol. These are all prohibited items.
Additionally, officials say that officers are preparing for potential protesters related to the Israel-Hamas war and will work to keep them on the perimeter of the event. I'm John Schaefer.
Two-time Oscar-nominated actor Tom Wilkinson is dead. His family confirmed Wilkinson died Saturday at his home in England at the age of 75. Wilkinson was nominated for Best Actor in 2002. He was also known for his roles in The Full Monty, and Batman Begins. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We've been talking about repotting plants, right? And talked about the soil. We talked about the container. We talked about, you know, how big to go. Now, let's do a couple things here. Let's think about, you know, are you sure you need to repot it? You know, I said we're going to talk about how to repot it, but I kind of thought about it during the break and said, do we, you know, maybe we should think about what we need to do first and to see if it is time to repot. So, some simple ones. First, are the roots growing through those drainage holes? You know, right at the bottom. Well, that's a key sign right there. Is the plant, you know, being pushed up a little bit from the base from because of the root system? That's another one. Another thing where, and this is one you need to take a look at, is the plant growing a little bit slower than normal? And we're not talking about winter dormancy, right? We're talking about just in general. So that's one to look at. The other one, is the plant top heavy that it needs water to just hold it in place so it doesn't fall over? Does the soil dry out too quickly? Right? One that you might not have thought about, and it's just a way to look at it, is some of the foliage, more than, and we're not talking like a fiddly fig here, but on some of your others, are the leaves so big that they're almost 3 times the size of your container? And then finally, one of the things to think about is it's been over a year since you last repotted your plant. So all those things are a combination. Those are the times to do it, right? So how do we repot our houseplant. Obviously, first we want to remove the plant from its current pot. How do we do that? Well, there's a couple ways. You can do it in such a way where you just turn it sideways, holding the plant gently, and then try to tap it out and let it slide out. Sometimes you might need to pull a little bit, especially if those roots have grown through the drainage holes, right? You're going to have to do a little bit of work, but you want to be gentle. You don't want to rip it out of the pot, right? Because ripping it out of the pot could cut some of those roots. Could be beneficial long term, but it might not be. Most likely not, right? Because we're looking to loosen the roots, but not like that. And what we want to do, another option, would be to flip the plant over and have gravity help you out. Put your hand through the plant on a smaller plant. Flip the plant over and then pull the pot off. Obviously not as easy with some of your bigger plants. That's where the sideways method works. And there are sometimes, and honestly, I've had to do it myself, is if you have some of those grower pots, those black plastic pots, and it's so pot-bound, you pretty much have to use a knife to cut the plastic pot off. It's just how it has to be, right? All right, so now once you've done that, where do we go? This is the time where we want to loosen the roots, right? But we want to do it in a gentle way. We don't want to just shake the plant like we're shaking a weed when we pull out of the ground, right? We're shaking off that soil. We're loosening the roots a little bit, just gently. If you have some of the, you know, thin, really long roots, some of those can be pruned off, but we want to make sure that the thick roots, you know, at the base of the foliage stay. Sometimes, you know, one of the things we need to do, if your plant is pot-bound means, you know, you take that pot off, and then the roots are just circling the outside. You're going to need to give it a little bit of trim. Some will say make a couple cuts, three or four spots. Some will say loosen them up and do the best you can to not disturb them. I like to just use the knife method, three spots, cut, 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 right? What do we do next? So next, really, we can remove some of that old potting mix that's there, lightly. We're trying to take off some of that old potting mix, maybe about a third of it, because what it's doing, the old potting mix, maybe it's lost some of its nutrients, maybe it hasn't, but most likely it has lost some of it. And you're going to put in a nice fresh mix to help it. So this will give you some fresh nutrients, fresh mix, fresh soil. Now, next, we're going to look to add new potting mix to your container, to the whole thing. For me, I like to take the potting soil that I know I'm going to use. The, you know, if I get a small bag of the Espoma mix, I know it comes with it's like a Ziploc on the top, right, to close it. I might take out a certain amount, and I like to wet it down. I like to water it because when you water soil, it's going to compact a bit, and so if we put that soil in first, then put the plant in and then water, some of that soil might come out of the drainage holes, right? Some of that soil might come out of the area. So I want it to stay. So once you've watered it, place it in the bottom of the soil, place some, right, in the empty planter. And then you can pack it down a bit, getting rid of some of those air pockets. Because the air pockets, the roots don't grow well in there. And if there's air pockets, that means the soil is going to move a little bit and could run out of the soil. Now, couple options. Say you have a bigger container. Maybe it's putting, you know, some gravel, rocks at the base of it, right? So that, you're not putting as much soil. Or maybe it's helping with some of the drainage at the bottom, because maybe some of those roots at the bottom weren't doing well. So these are all options to help with it. And with some of those bigger containers, putting some of those rocks there, when it dries out, it's not going to be as top heavy. It's going to help it stay in place. And any of those plants that were top heavy prior, and that's one of the reasons why you're replanting it, this is going to hold it in place. So put that rock first and then put the soil on top of it, right? We're looking for, you know, not only to hold it down, but this is going to help with the drainage, where it's going to help keep some of that extra water to go into those areas away from the plant's roots versus on the roots if you overwater a little bit. So once you've got the base done, place your plant in the container. And we're going to put a new layer of soil all around it. We want to make sure that plant is centered so that one side's not just on, you know, up against the container. Because if one side's up against the container, only roots are going to be able to grow on the other side. We want it to grow all the way around. We want to have the roots to have space to breathe. And by doing that, by making sure it's centered, you're going to be more successful with your plants. Now finally, once we've filled it with soil, you know what's coming next. That's when we're going to water. We're going to make sure that it's nice and heavily watered. A deep soaking. At that point, you might need to add more soil. Right? Some of that soil might have been pushed down on the sides. So, just think about it. And that's why I like to water the soil before, because a lot of it's already a little bit compact, so when you put it in there, it's not going to run out or it's not going to need to be moved down because it's already filled it's pulled in the water into that soil. Now at this point, we do not need to put a fertilizer down when we're repotting. You could use something like the Protolizer from Natural Alternative to give it a little something, or you know, the Espoma potting soils have the Mycotone, the Mycorrhizae in it. You don't need to put a specific fertilizer in when it's repotted. Because what happens is, say we fertilize right as it's repotted, it's not going to want to move its roots out. Why would it? It doesn't have to move to get nutrients. We want those roots to start to explore around the soil. Get into that new soil, get that new nutrients, build out, build a stronger root system so that when you do fertilize, it's getting a more equal around it. So just think about a few of those things of what to do. It may sound simple on just pull the plant out, put soil in, put the plant, put soil, water. Yeah, maybe. Maybe you've done it a million times and you know what to do. But the fact of the matter is I want you to look at it and say, maybe I need to do a little bit more to be successful going forward. And that, you know, step by step, I think is very beneficial for you. Now our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, winter time, when repotting these plants and doing all those things, we're not watering as often. So this good soaking on that first watering, right, that first watering for your plant could last you a couple weeks. It really could. It's not just one and done. So really, you know, keep that in mind this winter when it comes to watering. I'm not a huge fan of using actual fertilizer during the winter months. I'm more of just using some of those additives, like the Protolizer, right? Though that's not even a fertilizer. It's probiotics for your plant. Right? This is the time where a lot of your houseplants are resting. The probiotics are going to help it get through those times, and that's where that fertilizer comes in. It gets through these months without having to do as much. It's not pulling as much nutrients, not pulling as much water, and this is helping it stay that way. Because that's what we're looking to do here. We're looking to keep the plant going, but allow it to rest. It's hibernating for the winter. Winter's only a couple months for it, right? Because it starts to warm back up. The sun starts to move back at the right way in March. It's only a couple months, but less watering, really no fertilizing, less maintenance, really. Just keep it in mind. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. Be back in a few.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up first today?
Tom's in Stoughton.
Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Well, thank you.
I have a question about iris.
Sure.
I planted some last year, transplanted them. They were, you know, I split them and everything, and I didn't plant them deep so I could see the corn, I guess it is, in the top of the ground almost. And they came up well, but no flowers. Does it take a couple of years for it to flower?
So it does. It can actually take two seasons. So next season would be the one where you'll probably get the flowers from it. It's getting itself just adapted and back to, you know, its root system, all those things. When did you replant them?
I'm going to get the timing right. Not this spring, but last spring. So they came up this past summer.
Yeah, so you next spring, this upcoming spring,
right,
you'll have something to it. Now, they probably look pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Yes. So it really, on some of these, they tend to take, maybe it's a second year when it will bloom again.
Do I fertilize them or anything?
You can give it a light, like a plant tone in the spring. Mm-hmm. It's just going to help wake it up, help do some of its, you know, give it the nutrients that you want.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's one where it's going through shock, right? It's been ripped out of the ground nicely, but it's still been ripped out of the ground, and it's trying to create its root system.
Right.
It's just trying to make itself ready to continue on year after year. What was it? So, you know, irises need to really be split maybe every 4 or 5 years. So you're going to end up doing this again. It's probably what you were doing, right?
Right.
The other thing I would be looking at doing is just making sure your soil pH levels are higher for irises. They like a more, alkaline comparatively. So like a 6.8, so it's going to be a higher level versus, acidic. So if they're near, pines or rhododendrons or those types, make sure you maybe give them a little bit of lime as well.
Okay, right? If it's too, that's good.
If it's too acidic, right?
Yeah, the area around here is quite acidic.
Because we're looking at like a moderate level, like a 6.8-ish, right? So 6.5 is good, too. But it's just something that if in the area it's in the fives, we want to bring it up to more of a neutral type pH level.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. That sounds good.
Perfect.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Tom. Have a great new year. And
you stay well.
I'm going to try.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Tom. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're almost about 2 hours left in the show. So definitely plenty of time if you have some questions. We're here to help you out. We are back live. Go over maybe a little bit on the other side for those who weren't listening. Why I was out, but I am back 100, back ready to go into the new year, and think about all the things that we can be planting. Think about all the things we can be doing for our house plants. Top of the line, all of them. We can talk about all of it. We're here to help you out with all that. Again, our phone number is 855-660-4261. And like I said, 2 hours left in the show. Plenty of time if you have some questions. We'll do everything we can to help you out, as always. Looking like, winter still isn't here. Hopefully in the next couple weeks it will be. We'll discuss that more as time permits. Again, phone number 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.